Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to take the floor, but we are living in a very specific times, and there are sometimes no good moments to raise the issue, but the issues should be raised. I'm referring to a very painful situation while we are facing the situation of invasion of one country to another one, and the bombings are going for well over 60 days, and it's absolutely unacceptable situation, especially when we are talking under the umbrella of the United Nations. It simply is against the basic international law, even basic UN chart. So taking also into account the solutions and positions accepted by the EXCOM of the UNECE, I'm here the only one representing the member states, unfortunately. So it's my sad duty to say that we have to do something to eliminate such situations. And by eliminating this, I would like to say a few things. First one is that we should continue our work as an expert group. We have some obligations, limitations, but at the same time, we are living in a very unpredictable times and not envisaged in several legal regulations. So I would like just to emphasize that it's unacceptable for us to continue the work under the leadership of the representative of a country which is invading the other one. I emphasize that I have nothing against, it's not personal at all. So I'm not speaking against the person who is the chairman of our expert group. I'm speaking regarding the formal position to represent the country which is behaving, in our understanding, not properly, being very smooth. That's the reason I'm raising the issue, and I would kindly ask the Secretariat to check about the other possibilities or solutions, if there are any, while at the same time we could consider as the leading of the work, further work, of this expert group by the Secretariat. If not, we have situation in November when there will be the meeting of our superior working group, WP5, and if we'll have done the elections, then we should elect the representative of a country which will not be refused by many other UN members. So first, I would like to avoid any interruptions and allow our expert group to work, to continue the work, and to continue this meeting, while at the same time, I'm kindly asking to consider the further work under the auspices of the Secretariat, thanking our chairman for his efforts up to now, but we cannot see the continuation of such situation. Thank you very much.